Good evening.
Good evening, it's just me.
Okay, let's give it another minute or two.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
So we will start with the Lashem Yehud for the counting of the omer. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bithilu, Urshimu, Urshimu, Udhilu, Leachta, L'shem Yudhe, Bobavhe, Beyehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu, Ba'em, L'kayem, Mitzvat, Sefirat, Omer, Vasot, Nachat, Ruach, Leotrenu, Vlasot, Ratzon, Borenu. Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Dena Penane Elena Maseya Dena Penanehu. And now we will connect to the energy of certainty utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekutcha Parihu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witkata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikoma Spirit Be Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We will study one verse that we've been studying from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shaka tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Vene avla anoto ka'asher barishona. Returning to the counting, we will do step two, which is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138, verse 8. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Hazdecha Leolam Maase Yadicha El Teref. Psalm 57:3. Echra Elohim El Yom Lael Gomer Alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alayich va'erech miposes Begamai Vayomar Lach Begamai Sai Vayomar Lach Begamai Sai. Psalm 104, 1 and 2. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohewahe Elohim Yohewahe Elohe Gedalta Meod Hod Lehadar Levashta O Teor Keshama Notef Shemayim Karia Now for the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhe Vavhe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer Hayom Shmona V'Arba'im Yom LaOmer Shehem Shisa Shavuot V'Yom Shishi. Today is the 48th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 6 days. And the inner light, Harakaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash linkoma bimhera b'yameinu. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yachamenu bivarkenu. Yair panav itanu selah. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha. Tekol goim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Ismechu v'ranenu, ki tishpot amim mishor, ulumim baret tanchem. The letter Lamed is the 48th letter in verse 5. The letter Lamed is both a letter and a word. As a letter, it goes above the line, reaching out to Hashem. As a word, it means teacher, teaching, education. How does that relate to your character traits, to your personality traits? Which of those traits affects you and you're crying out to God, you're reaching out to God? Which of those traits affects you in teaching what you have learned? Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Eretz natna yevula yevarkenu. Elohim Eloheinu yevarkenu. Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. The 48th word is the word Aseh. Aseh means nothingness. Actually, it's my nothingness. But it can also be expressed and translated as the samach meaning support, the pe meaning the mouth, with the letter bet for blessing inside the pe, inside the mouth, and the aleph representing unity and oneness. And so we have the word translated as my support for the blessings coming from my mouth that create unity. How does this relate to your character traits, to your personality traits? How do you create oneness through the blessings of your mouth, through the support for other people, or to receive the support of other people? Tiana Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chiminta. Tati. Terura. Alapekimo Yuta Tati. Kabel Rinat. Amcha Sagwenu. Taharenu Nora, Ufreshayim Sintetnu, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Kivavat Shamre, Nungimodalit Yutkashin, Barhem Taharem, Rakame Sitata, Tamid Gamle, the Tetresh, Saritaf Gimel, Hasin Kadosh, the Rov Tucha, Nael Adatecha, Het Kuf Bet, Het Nunayim, Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zohre Kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hezayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo, Shin Kufav, Tzariyuta. The sixth word in the seventh verse is the 48th word in the Anabakoa, and that word is Ta'alumot. Ta'alumot has the meaning of our cry. I'm sorry. The 48th, you know, that is the 48th word, ta'alumot, our cry. And the 8th verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Kavod. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata husfartem lachem, mimacharat hashabbat miyom haviachem et omer, ata Sheva Shabbatot to me, Mot. Tiyena mi maharad ha-shabbat ha-shvi'i tesefiru la-mishim yom kidei she-yitacharu na-shot amcha Yisrael mizo ha-mata muvachen yihiratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shebiskut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetugan Tukan Ma Shebagamti Sefira Yusok Shebimalchu Yesod translates as foundation, Malchut as kingdom. What is the foundation of Hashem's kingdom? If you didn't answer the children of Israel, it's something to be thinking about. V'yet Kadesh. V'yet Kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen, Selah. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the fifth day of the fourth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yeshaya Naftali Hertz of Dino and Rabbi Abraham Wolf. And while you're pulling up section 8 of the Parasha from the Zohar for Bamidbar. I'm going to ask a couple of minutes to take a drink. I'll be right back. Boros had daughter Nile in a bell of Halaman shop for the Abbey Borough.
Amen.
Thank you. Pasuk 66. Rabbi Shimon Patach le David Elecha Hashem Nashi Esa Elohe Becha Batachti Wigomer Maka Tama David Pusad Rachai Shivacha Aki Vikur Shivache Deinun the Alpha Beta Kuru Shalemin the High Azra Dila Itbea Valva Amai Sidura Dalamin Pal Alanfin translation. Rabbi Shimon began the discussion with of David. To you, Hashem, do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in you. He asks, why did David see fit to prepare this praise in this way? Since all praises that are in alphabetical order are complete, while this one is missing the Vav. And why is this arranged for the prostration upon the face? My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Most people do not realize that the psalm needs to be said when prostrated. Of course, in our generation, this has been forgotten. Pasuk 67. Anfu anpo umkasya lekolav yad itchashach v'kol b'nei alma ta'amin ta'amad motav di'uyachdim barnash v'yahiv le'ya v'kdona t'naf she'ya
Kabil Aleya, O Malkota, Besidura,
Tishbahe David, Ve'inun Sidura Diol, Malkuta Usidura, Tishbahada, Ashra Ale, Aleya Hahu, Oz Levatar Sidura, Tishlota Dim Yoshav, Utslota dimo vamad, lika ashra lom kahada. The translation. After waking from his sleep, he enters the synagogue, decorates himself with his tefillin, covers himself with tzitzit, enters and cleanses himself, first with the offerings. After that, he accepts upon himself the yoke of Malchut in the order of David's praises, which are the arranging of the yoke of the kingdom. And in this order of praises, he steeps himself in that yoke. Following that is the order of prayer while seated, which is parallel to Malchut, and the order of prayer while standing, which is parallel to Zeranpin. To connect them, Zeranpin and Malchut, together. My commentary. This pasuk makes sense if one is familiar with the Orthodox order of the morning prayers. It is giving an amazing in-depth relationship to the prayer structure to the Sefirot. Pasuk 69. Tachat Seiraza Demila Ahagi Bislota Tal Yayo Bemilula Udibura Tefuma Kola Tal Yayo Pikara Diovada Bekad Meta Uvatar Bedibura Umilula Tifu ma'aman ovada elahu ovada te'aveit parnash pekad meita kegavna ditzlota hu elai itzle parnash tzlota adovada te'aveit parnash pekad meita Ke gavna ditzlota, hu elai isle barnash tzlota, ad deitchaze, ovada bekadmeta, ke gavna ditzlota. The translation? Come and behold this mystery of it. Although the prayer depends on speech and the utterances of the mouth, everything is mostly and first dependent upon action, and afterwards upon speech and uttering with the mouth. And what is the deed? It is only the action that a person performs first that resembles prayer. And a person must not say a prayer until he first displays an act that resembles prayer. My commentary. In the morning prayer, one dons tefillin and talit after washing one's hands. These are all actions. People think that we say prayers when doing these actions. We don't pray. We say blessings. Pasuk 70. Ovada dekadmeta bishata devar nashkaim Baeledacha garmeya bekukadmeta Uvatar yikabel aleya Hayol defarsha alresheya Perishu demayamitzva levatar Yid Kishar Kishura Yehuda de'inun tefillin tefillah shel rosh v'shel yad ulat kana lom bikshura hada bishmala ve'aliba kema deyok yamina samalo tachat Lerosh Wigomer Uktiv Shimeni Kachotam Alibecha Kachotam Alzeroecha Behalkimna Wedahu Ovada Bekadmeta. The translation. The first activity is when a person gets up from his sleep. He must cleanse himself first, meaning relieve himself. Following that, he must accept the yoke upon himself to cover his head with the passages of the mitzvot. Afterwards, he shall tie the knot of unification. These are the tefillin, one on the head and one on the hand, and fix them into a knot on the left hand and on the heart, as we have explained concerning his left hand is under my head. And set me as a seat upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. A reference to the hand tefillin, which is the secret of Malchut, that is put on the arm against the heart. And we have already explained that this is the action that one must perform at first. My commentary is that this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Pasuk 71. Levatar b'shata debar nash ali bei kunishta yike garmeya bekad meta bekar banin. Pamilula de fuma levatar yeka belalai yhai o malchut lefar sha arishaya pashivche de david malka kegavna dilvada de farish arishaya. Parish the mitzvah, ulvatar tzlota deim yoshav, lekabel tefila, shel yad levatar tzlota demilo, demumad, tehaya, Lakabel tefila l'reisha v'da kegavna dinda O v'da kegavna didibura v'day V'o v'da umilulola Tal yayot zlota. The translation. Following this, when a person enters the synagogue, he should first purify himself with offerings by means of speech, that is, by reciting the passages of the offerings. Then one should accept the yoke of Malchut to spread over his head with the praises of King David, with the same action as of one who spreads on his head the passages of the mitzvot, which correspond to the actions of wearing the tzitzit. Following this is the seated prayer, which correspond to the tying on of the hand tefillin, denoting malchut. Then is the standing prayer, which is the secret of zeranpin, which parallels the downing of the head tefillin. And one corresponds to the other. The deed must conform to speech. says certainly prayer depends on both speech and deed. By commentary, if you are familiar with the morning prayer in the Orthodox tradition, then this pasuk is clear. Pasuk 72. Agim ovada milula la ashkach atar v'sharya be'alivav ihu tlota deit pegim ahu barnash le'ela v'tata levat enan le'achaza ovada umala Milula leya vadai hu tlota shalim tavi leya levarnash legagim pat ledepagim tloteya pulchana demare aleya ketiv kitavo The raot panai, wigomer gam ki tarbo, tefila aneni. Shomea deha, yovada umilula, talya milta. The translation. If his deed is flawed, speech does not find a place upon which to dwell, and this is not considered a prayer, and that person becomes flawed above and below. Since it is necessary to demonstrate a deed and say the proper speech about it, and then it is considered a perfect prayer. Woe unto the person who flaws his prayer, the service of his master. About him it is written, when you come to appear before me, even when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Because this depends upon both deed and speech. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written and is very important to learn the spiritual laws involved. Pasuk 73. Kachatse ke one devar nash, aved slotab ke gavna, da biovada uv milula, ka ashir kishura, diachoda ishtekach, dial yade mit barkan, ilayin vtatayin. Kedain by Elea Levarnash Leachaza Garmea Batar Sati Disim Slota de Amida Ya Ilu Itatar Min Alma Deha It Parash Min Ilanach Dehaye Bekani shriglo legabe hahu ilana demota de e ada ahadar lea kikudunea keda avia so raglav ilhamita deha ode chedu Vitale alehu Hashta Victunea Kadavia Sofraglid Alhamita Behao de Hachetu Vitale alehu Vashta. Baeli Tanyasha Tansha Liga Behahu Elana Debuta Umin Tal Vilema Liga Beya Yela Adonai Yohe Wahe Nashi Aisha Bekad Meitav Tviyacha Vana Lach Pefik Duona Ashta Dekishur Shiryan Dekashir Na Koda Vyaveda Na O Vada Umalula Kad kaye ot viodna Atae Hanashi Masir Ternala Vadae. The translation: come and see. If a person makes his prayer in this manner, with deeds and speech consistent, and ties the knot of unification, the result is that upper and lower beings are blessed through him. Then after he concludes his Amida prayer, the person must exhibit himself as if he departed from this world. This is because he took leave from the tree of life. That is their own kin. The secret of the Amida prayer, and gathered his feet to that tree of death that returned his pledge, giving him back his soul in the morning. As it says, he gathered up his feet into the bed. Since he has already confessed his sins and prayed for forgiveness, now he must necessarily be gathered to that tree of death and fall on his face, and say to him, to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. In the beginning, when I went to sleep, I gave you my soul in pledge. Now that I am tied, the unification, fulfilled my deed and speech properly, and confessed my sins, certainly I entrust you with my soul, meaning that he accepts upon himself to sacrifice his life, his soul. My commentary. With these specific descriptions, everything becomes clear. Of course, very few people do this in their morning prayers. Verse 74. Vyecheze barnash garmeya kalilo Fatir min alma dinavsheya Masir lehai atar Timota begin kach la yait peya uvav Devav ilana dechayehu Vehailana demota hu veha kamel Tiraza demila deit bovin Tilamit hafran Adit patar barnash me alma Aidiktiv im yekopar Hawam haze Lachem ad metemuotun Behai ha yahiv garme Bedai lemota limasir Nafshea lehai atar lav bifti kuduna Kima belelya Ola kimandit patar min alma vadai. translation. And a person should imagine himself as if he departed from this world, since he gave his soul to that place of death. That is the reason there is no vav in the alphabetical order of the prayer, beginning with the verse, "To you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul." For the vav is the tree of life, meaning Zeran Pin, which is the secret of the vav of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and the one that he entrusted with his soul is the tree of death, meaning Malchut. And that teaches us that the mystery of it is that there are sins that are atoned for until a person departs from this world. That is what is written. Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven you till you die. And therefore this person must certainly give himself to death and sacrifice his soul to this place, to Malchut, not for a pledge as that at night, but rather as one departs the world, most certainly. The commentary. This pasuk needs to be taken into their life and realize that the consciousness is important as well. Pasuk 75. Utikuna dabae kpeka vavna tili ba uktein kucha barichu. Mirache malo kapelea lehove zaka ahu barnash tuyada lemitelea umoflach lemarea bariuta uke. Ukavavnan, ukavavna, delibavavi, lealemandiate, lemivte, lemareya, belibarachika, velabirota, tedaa, ufatuhu. Befishem, uvil shona, yikazu lo yelibam, la lo nachon imo, uomer elecha, Hashem nafshi isha, belav kol malo, elav beliba. Rafika hakaram alaya, beistalka me alma adla patun, yomu zimna, dehailana idar, be alma leme badina. The translation, and this tikkun, this form of correction, this formation, must be with the meditation of the heart. And then the Holy One, blessed be He, has mercy on him and forgives his sins. Happy is the person who knows to entice and serve his master willingly and with his heart's devotion. Woe unto him who comes to tempt his Creator with a distant heart. Unwillingly. It says, nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths, and they lied to him with their tongues, for their heart was not steadfast with him. He says, to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul, yet all his talk is with a distant heart, and this causes him to depart from the world before his time. during a period when this tree is awakened in this world to exact punishment. My commentary, this is when someone dies at night, but not in their sleep.
Israel di nun mitza
between the two shavarifu. Tiki viatem chad ba shein. Wigomer via machulam tzadikim wigomer. The translation. Praiseworthy is the portion of the righteous in this world and in the world that is coming. About them it is written, and they shall come and see my glory. And surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Rabbi Elazar approached and kissed his hands. He told him, if I had come to this world only to listen to these words, it would have been enough. Rabbi Yehuda said, happy is our lot, and happy is the lot of Israel, who cling to the Holy One, blessed be he, as it says, but you that did cleave, and you people also shall be all righteous. My commentary says that this pasuk is clear as written. Notice there is no Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Are there any questions? We have completed the section. We have also completed the Parsha of Bamidbar, and so we will take the opportunity to say Chazak, 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 Vayit Nafesh, Vayit Nazek. So please repeat after me. Chazak, 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 vayitnazek. Shalom gadol to all. Tomorrow we will have another session on Psalm 67 in our 7 a.m. class. Shalom gadol to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Shabbat shalom to all. And Chag Sameach to all. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Chag Sameach, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.